The future of Uber is becoming a little clearer. Yesterday, the ride-hailing company, which is valued at about $69 billion, acquired the artificial intelligence startup Geometric Intelligence. It is a big bet on AI, one that is shared by Google, Facebook, and others. And it's just one of the ways the company is trying to evolve its business as it continues to outpace its competitors. Here with more is our weekly guide to the world of tech, Recode. Johanna Buya is senior editor at Recode covering transportation. She's in New York. Hi, Johanna.
Hey, how's it going?
It's going well. And tell us about this decision by Uber to make this bet on Geometric Intelligence. What is that?
So Geometric Intelligence is a 15-person research startup that focuses on artificial intelligence. The 15 people are all PhDs of some sort or professors at a number of different universities. And as part of the acquisition, Uber also announced that they're opening up an AI lab in the company that's going to be headed up by the Geometric Intelligence CEO, Gary Marcus. So like you said, it is a pretty big bet on AI.
And is that about driverless cars?
It's about driverless cars, but machine learning and artificial intelligence has the possibility to enable Uber to automate their existing platform much more than it is. It has the ability to make their routing algorithms more efficient. And with its current app, you know, the app is integrated with things like Google Calendar. You can sort of foresee a day where the address from your Google Calendar will just, you know, pop up into your app, and then maybe the app will hail a ride for you before you even realize you need it.
We're also seeing other companies make big investments in AI, including Amazon, which just yesterday announced it's going to open a grocery store called Amazon Go that uses AI to eliminate the need for a checkout line.
Yeah, I mean, AI is sort of the buzzword du jour of the tech industry right now, so much so that, you know, universities aren't even churning out enough talent to meet the demand. And that's because AI and machine learning are fairly new fields. So there is sort of a talent grab right now.
There are other changes going on for Uber. Over the weekend, you reported that Uber New York would no longer cut prices for its rides. This is something that stirred up a lot of angst among drivers. Tell us about that.
Yeah, so the Independent Drivers Guild is a pseudo-union. It's not an actual union because Uber doesn't actually have to negotiate with them, but Uber has agreed to meet with them once a month to hear out drivers' concerns. So it's a very informal conversation, but we learned that Uber's New York general manager told the drivers that they shouldn't expect any more price cuts. That said, it's not clear whether the company will actually hold to that, whether they've even had, you know, formal conversations about that. So they usually do it every year in the post-holiday winter months. So, you know, in January and February, we'll be able to see if they're actually going to follow through on that.
What about Uber more broadly? We saw a report the other day that Uber is on track to lose $2 billion a year. There are big questions about whether those numbers are correct. But how is the company doing? Are they making money or are they losing money?
So the analysis itself, you know, there are, like you said, there are a lot of questions about it. That said, you know, reportedly in previous reports, Uber has been losing a little bit over $1.2 billion just in the first half of 2016. And that, I mean, Uber CEO Travis Kalanick has said before when they were in China, they were losing $1 billion a year. So the company may be profitable in the U.S., but in order to retain market share, they have to do things like subsidize rides. So they've been losing a lot of money, but I think the idea is eventually they will gain enough market share where they won't have to do that anymore.
Well, explain that about subsidizing rides, because you would think they have the most obvious business model ever, which is some driver comes, picks you up, takes you to another place. They get paid a certain percentage of that, and Uber gets paid a certain percentage of that. Why do they have to subsidize?
Well, just because of the nature of the competition in China and India in particular, you know, there's very little rider loyalty to a service. Riders are basing their decisions on what, you know, which service to use based on pricing and convenience. And in order to basically lure drivers away from the competing service and riders away, they have to give riders discounts and have to give drivers incentives. And that's incredibly, incredibly expensive.
And what about Uber's competitor Lyft? What are the challenges there? Are they making or losing money, or are they making these investments in artificial intelligence?
I have to believe that they are. I mean, I don't think that they can compete without that. But they are also, you know, have a very difficult problem because Lyft you know, for since the beginning of its service has pitched itself as their friendlier service. But that's, you know, a very difficult thing to scale when the only interaction a passenger has with the service is via a driver. And drivers are independent contractors. Legally, Lyft can't train them. They can't tell them how to perform their job. So they can't make them be friendlier. So in order to solve that problem, they've started rolling out this device called AMP. It's, you know, fairly meager in its capabilities right now, but it's an LED and Bluetooth-enabled device that will, you know, glow one color to signal that that's your rider, but also has messages on the back to kind of, you know, be the friendly face of Lyft without forcing your driver to do it.
That's Johanna Bouya, who is senior editor at Recode covering transportation. Johanna, thanks so much.
Thank you.